You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending news, Jeremy, the Rockies not only destroyed the Pirates last night 8-0. That is their second shutout in a row.
Wow.
But our pitcher, Germán Márquez, came within 3 outs of a no-hitter. I actually pulled it up on my iPad at about the 5th or 6th inning just to kind of look and see what was going on with the game. I saw that he had not given up a hit. So I checked back in every few minutes, and I saw he got to the 7th inning, had not given up a hit.
Is it going
to
happen?
Pitched the 8th inning, did not give up a hit. Went to the 9th inning. And one guy lined a base hit, got a single, and then...
ruined it for everybody.
Anyway. But he finished with a complete game, a one-hit shutout, and those same two teams will play at 1 o'clock today at Coors Field. Could the Rockies get 3 shutouts in a row? The trial that would decide which of the late Pat Bowlen's bickering children will get to run the Denver Broncos, well, that trial is off. The team, which is worth about $3 billion, will now have to wait a little bit longer to see who gets to say, I'm the boss. No, I'm the boss.
I want to be the boss of the team. Daddy loved me more.
It's... Observer, an outside observer. I don't know any of the people involved, so.
Yeah.
The Broncos have always been a very well-respected organization in not only the NFL, but in sports, just the way they've kind of been run. This is a, if you ask me, it's kind of a black eye for the organization.
It's
they
nasty.
Are publicly fighting over, you know, who it daddy just, left the team to.
It just looks bad. I don't like it at all.
I mean, I'm just saying, again, as an outsider, it might be better off if the family just sold the team to somebody.
Step away and let somebody else take over.
Let everybody
enjoy
pocket
your money.
Let people pocket their hundreds of millions of dollars that will set up them in the next 10 generations of their family.
I completely agree. Just walk away.
If you're just going to keep fighting over it. But I guess if you're the owner of the team, that's good work. Hey, speaking of work, they went out and did a survey and ask people about switching from a traditional 5-day work week to a 4-day work week. So instead of working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, what if you could do 10 hours a day, just 4 days a week?
I think that's great.
I got to say, like my daughter-in-law, Sabra, she's a nurse, and she pulls 12-hour shifts. So she'll work, you know, three days on.
No problem for her.
Right. And then she gets like 5 or 6 days off and then works another, you know, 3 or 4 days of 12-hour shifts. And
we always say, like, when it, you know, when it comes to Sunday night, it's like we're always like, we need one more day. We just need one more day to catch up on things and get stuff done. And
but then wouldn't we be saying that on Monday nights?
Oh, then we're just getting greedy. I mean,
then it becomes a question, would you rather have Friday off or Monday off?
Monday. No.
Really?
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
I kind of understand the mentality because since you're already there at work, what's another 2 hours, right?
Just knock it out, yeah.
You've already, you know, made the drive there and you're going to have to make the drive home. Just stick it out another couple of hours.
They did this whole survey because we're coming up on a nice 3-day weekend, right? Because of the 4th.
Except for the Dom and Jeremy show, which is turning it into a 6-day weekend.
Don't brag.
Yeah, anyway, that's
we haven't
all.
Taken time off in a long time, and we rarely
it's been
take time
ages.
Off.
Ages.
We rarely do it.
Other than like holidays, we have not taken off since December.
That's right. We deserve this.
So get off our backs. All right, what else is trending?
Speaking of the long holiday weekend, heads up if you're going out of town on a road trip this weekend. This story is saying tens of millions of Americans are hitting the road for the holiday weekend. Not only are you going to find the highest gas prices in nearly 7 years, but you're going to find a lot of stations that just don't have gas at all. Gas stations are running dry because there's a shortage of tank truck drivers. Coupled with rising demand, causing supply chain bottlenecks and shortages. Right now, they say the shortages are scattered around the country, but there have been outages reported in the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, Colorado, and Iowa. So heads up.
You're about to hit the road.
I am about to hit the road, and I think I might go buy a Tesla today before we go. Just in case, you know?
Just plug it in.
Just in case. What else is going on? Here's some more stuff on the 4th. If you want to celebrate the 4th extra hard this year, you might want to get a hold of the fine people at PBR because they've created a giant 1,776-pack of PBR. Get it? 1776. In a single box. They say it's going to take up the entire bed of a pickup. It's a lot of beer. They say it's equivalent to 148 12-packs or more than 10.5 kegs for you frat boys that are not listening this morning. Now, here's the deal. Here's the gimmick with this. They're only made 4 of these. There's only 4 giant packs that they're giving to some of their partners. There's like Igloo Coolers is going to get some, some podcast guy, a comedian, and a band. And then they all have to document on how they're going through all 1776 of these beers.
Well, I got to say, it probably would take a group of people. I'm not saying
it's a lot of beer.
Because if you drank 2 a day, it would take you 2.5 years.
It's a lot. That's a lot of beer. So it's cute, though. It's a cute little gimmick.
Cute.
People are triggered right now by Kim Kardashian and what she wore to the Vatican tour this week.
What'd she wear?
Social media is calling her disrespectful.
A bikini? What?
It
What'd
was
she wear?
An off-the-shoulder, sheer white lace dress.
Can't
with
do that.
Lots of cutouts to expose her midsection and back. Now, she did put on a big old coat when she went into the Sistine Chapel, but people are still saying that she has no decency. She's disrespectful.
And they just realized this.
And it's not necessary to parade your assets in this manner, says one tweet. So.
Well, I was always told that you can't even go into the Vatican if your shoulders are showing.
Right. There's some very strict rules, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have those. Last time I was there, though, they walked around. They tell you outside.
I don't know. She looked pretty. She looked fine. I don't want to talk about it. I know it's disrespectful. She looked good. According to a new study, 86% of dog owners say that their dog is, quote, one of their best friends. Aww.
We're going to be talking about good friends later on the show today.
You don't need friends when you got a doggy. 67% of dog owners say that their dog qualified because they're always there. They're a great companion, and they're very loving.
Well, they're always there because you keep them in your house or in a fenced yard.
They're not going to get in your car and drive away.
If they had a chance to run off, most of them would.
Yes, they would. They're like, screw this family. I'm out of here.
I'll find food somewhere else.
Your kids keep feeding me vegetables under the table, and I'm sick of it. Speaking of dogs, real quick, if you guys want to hit up our Facebook page, I did post the trailer to the new Clifford movie, The Big Red Dog. They made a movie out of it. It looks ridiculous if you're an adult, but I think your kids are going to love it.
Who's
that? It's kind of cute. You bet, Dom. Clifford is.
Tom Hanks, maybe, probably?
No, it's some guy I've never heard of and some little girl actor that I've never seen. But Clifford's in it. It's a lot of CGI. I mean, it's a lot of CGI. And it looks somewhat fake, but your kids aren't going to know. All right, let's do clickbait. It's fun.
Clickbait.
Speaking of that Facebook, it's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Posted a link to a video today where an Idaho man recaptured his Guinness World Record by covering his wife's entire body in plastic saran wrap. Now, the previous record for those two kids, 1 minute 57 seconds. This time around, 1 minute and 2.44 seconds. So they shaved some major time off of this.
I got sucked into this, and I watched it, and here's what I came away with.
What's that?
I think that you and Nicole could beat this record.
I agree. Because
when I watched the video, he's kind of stumbling through some
sloppy
parts.
It's a sloppy competition.
And I think you could be sub 1 minute.
Now, they said it took them 9 rolls worth of plastic wrap to practice for this latest attempt, so we'd have to probably do a few practice rounds, too.
Sure.
But you got to wrap your wife with no gaps in the wrapping job, and you got to make sure each arm and leg is individually wrapped. So it's like each leg, each arm, all the way up to the neck. So
is it just me, or did his wife not seem to be into it at
all? Think?
You can tell. Well, he's the guy who has set something like 150 Guinness World Records.
Yeah, he's promoting STEM education.
Yeah,
right?
It's all in the name of STEM, which I salute. That's fantastic.
It's a great thing, but his wife's like, not again.
But after 150 records, his wife has just had it up to here.
She's over it. So over it. Anyway, it's kind of a fun video. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.